Blog Talk Radio.
The time has come for America to hear the truth.
There'll be no skullduggery, no flim-flam, no compromise, no sellout, no controlled show, no false show. No, we need either this or that.
There comes a time when silence is betrayal.
We believe in the truth that is in the Bible, but we don't believe in the lies that the white man has put in the Bible.
People get ready.
Who in that news on Shoutcast Radio or Blog Talk? Come and visit us at www.HebrewsWakeUp.com or whoanet.org. That's HebrewsWakeUp.com or whoanet.org.
This is Open Talk, and this is going to be the first discussion I give in the name that I found that it, my name should be, and I will explain this completely later, if in a video, because I want to do it properly. But if you haven't seen that video, I ask that you watch it, and or wait for me to do it, because I'm trying to plan it for the future. All right, the name is Plow. Now I'm going to explain that later on, but to get a quick story behind it is I was on the bus, and I was heading towards a coffee shop. So I'm trying to think on what exactly I was doing. I was on the bus, because I'm actually hardly never leave my room, because I'm pretty much I live in Rosengord, and I don't leave because there's really nothing to do here. So I'm in the room all day just studying. Okay. If you guys want to know what I do with my free time, that's it. From morning till night, I'm reading the Word, I'm studying something, I'm looking at history. If I'm watching a movie, the movie has to do something with spirituality. Like, for example, last night, I watched the movie Doom. And in the movie Doom, I was able to see the connections between the monarchies and how the person that actually did the story was actually telling a story of how the British monarchy would be overthrown. But then when you look at the people with the red hair, they're like the Irish. And if you notice how these they look, they have all these big old knots and bumps on them. And they're like an extremely barbaric society taking over a civilized society, you know. And the civilized society has all the powers of looking into the future, and the society that took over had like the Christ child. See, now the only people that we know that speak about the Christ child coming out of that system would be the Merovingians. So it's a representation of the British monarchy, if you know history. Okay. Now, so because I can see how I see, because of what I do and the way I study, it's hard for me to just look at movies, because when I see a movie, at any time in that film, something will spark, and then I'm already up and running. So I don't really have much pleasure outside of just studying, because I'm always back here again. Therefore, I hardly ever leave my room, okay? But on this particular occasion, I left. And I had to take a test. Okay. I had to take a test because I'm trying to get my certified Cisco network engineer, CCNA. And the cool thing about this CCNA is it allows me to take my mind off of these studies, and then I can completely, take a break. And since computer science is so boring, and it's just like ones and zeros, there's hardly nothing there that's spiritual. Okay? So it's actually good that I'm actually doing that because it gives me a break. Okay, now that I said all that, the name Plow. Okay? Now, I came up with the name because I looked at this, a picture on the bus, and it was a picture of this this guy. He was really fat, chubby, really soft looking, and he was an immigrant. Okay, because you have like the typical Swedish person and immigrant. And I said to myself, this guy on this picture does not look like he can fight his way out of a paper bag. And then I thought about all the fluoride and all of the chemicals, high fructose corn syrup, lack of vitamin D, lack of vitamin B, lack of vitamin C, all of our nutrients are wiped out of our food to turn us into what I see in this picture. Now, I don't want to dog the guy out because he don't know. But I'm looking at him like, this guy is pitiful looking. This is supposed to be a man. Okay? And then I thought about all of the people on this earth that are just like him, especially in the United States of America, especially our people. When I say our people, I mean black people. We got diabetes and heart attacks. We eating pig's feet. That's the delicacy now. Now we're eating like, at least it was real meat. Now we're eating like frozen and high processed food. We're done. We have nothing, and we are soft. We're soft, very soft people. And the white people, too, because they're eating the same thing because Monsanto's is a arm of war. Monsanto's is a arm of war. They build nuclear weapons, DDT. Why do you have a war company making your food? Hello, because it's military. So anyway, I looked at this picture of this boy. So call him a boy, because he definitely wasn't a man. And then I compared that to this world. And I said, we are all just getting mowed down. We're just getting mowed down. And I said, it's like the system is sitting up on this plow. And it's driving this plow. And it's just plowing us like we're snow or dirt. And it's just like, dee, 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 and just wiping us off. And I said, and I saw the plow as a very powerful machine. Because it treats the dirt like nothing. It can't compare at all. Then something dawned on me. I said, you know what? I'm doing these poems to try to explain to our people and try to teach in the less time, but with a poem that people can commit to memory and then dissect the things that I say in that poem to get out of that poem the information that I want to tell people. Okay? Now, I'm actually going to look for one of the poems just in case I have time on here to read it to prove my point. So, I thought about different names to add to my name, which is Dawid Yaakov Maccabeus. Now, when I came up with Dawid Yaakov Maccabeus, I came up with that name when I was looking and searching for Ayah. And I found Aya. And after reading the Book of Maccabees, because when I saw the Book of Maccabees, I said to myself, they never told us about this story, but this is one of the pieces of the puzzle that I have been looking for. And that puzzle was how the Edomites became the Jews. How King Herod became Esau, and I didn't even know that King Herod was a Jew, because he was of the line of Esau. He was a converted Jew, but he was a Jew. King Herod is the one that killed the Hasmonean dynasty, which is the Maccabeans. He married into them. And it's how you have the Pharisees, Sadducees, the rabbis, and Judaism. It's a huge piece of the puzzle that you have to put together. Okay? So when I named myself Dawid Yaakov Maccabeus, I wanted to bring people back to Maccabeus. So people can say, okay, now we have a piece of the puzzle that we need to understand what's going on in this world. Okay. But I said, now is a different time. I need to actually have another name. I need to have another name. So, I said, you know what? I write songs, I do music, I've been doing this since I was 17. And I've been writing poems just the same. I got boxes of poems and stuff that I write for years. So why don't I create an album of just poetry? But when you write poetry, you write things that are laid on your heart, in your subconscious mind, that you want to express in the least amount of words possible, but getting to the point to relay a story that people can comprehend and feel in their spirit when they read it or hear it. Okay? And I do that all the time. And it's a matter of opinion if you like it or not. But it's not about like or dislike. It's about hearing the message. Okay? So, as a poet, I said, do I want to call myself Dawid Yaakov Maccabeus? I'm like, that would be cool because people would see the connection and then understand what the poem is about because they know I'm a spiritual being that believes in Allah, all praise his name. But the name Plow came to mind because I thought of those people, us, well, not me anymore, but those that don't understand what's going on that are being plowed down by this beast. So I said, I'm going to call myself Plow. Plow, Plow. And I said, you know, that might sound a little corny. Plow. And I thought about plow, P-L-O-W. And I said, people are going to just think of a plow, some big yellow machine riding down the road, and it's just going to be corny. But it stuck with me. Convinced myself, no, you want to use plow. You're going to make this word cool. You're going to make this word respectable because you are going to have to define what the word is. This is what I said in my mind. Better stated, this is what my spirit was saying. So I said, okay, plow it is. Well, let me spell it out and try to make it in a Hebrew way so that the word, okay, that I say, plow will be basically my own, not an English word. So I spelled it out, and I was trying to pronounce it, plow, plow, plah, plah. I know this sounds funny, but it has a point. P-L-H, P-L-A-H-U, plow, plow, plow. I looked at it, P-L-A-H-U. I said, plow, plow, plow. And I started to like it. I was like, that actually is pretty cool. Poet, plow, boom, plow, plow. That was it, plow. Then I put it in the back of my mind. So now that I have my name, I'm going, taking care of my business. All right? I go take the test. That's another incident that I don't even want to talk about because it'll take too long. Something happened in that time. It was a very strange day. Then I go back to the coffee shop after the test. And I'm writing a response to what I've seen on the web. This is my inspiration of actually writing a blog, and I had to get this blog out. And I wanted to clearly define the name of Aya, okay? Because a brother that I love very much, who has a blog, he wrote something about the name of Aya, and it upset me because his brother knows me, and he could just call me and ask me. And he put this out there on the web, and now everybody is looking at this and getting confused and scared about the name Aya when they shouldn't be. Because if they just studied, they would understand it for themselves. So I had to clearly explain what the name was. So I took my pen and paper with me so I can write and relax in the cafe and just concentrate specifically on this. And this is what I did. And you can actually see that, the result of that on the web. It's the name Aya, and I'm creating a blog for us. And it's the first thing you see when you go on Hootenet, okay? So if you want to know the story behind that, this is it. All right, now, as I am writing the blog, I was like, you know what? Plow. I'm going to see if someone likes that name, Plow. So I went downstairs. I said to the coffee guy, I was like, what do you think about the name if I said Plow? What do you think about that? You know, the white guy. I like the name. I think it's pretty good. And it's funny because this guy was like totally awakened to what's going on in the world. He's talking about preparation and food and how he wants to survive. I'm like, wow. I'm just talking to him about asking him questions about a name, but this could be a potential ally here. Hello. So I put him on the list as somebody that, you know, if it goes down, I'm definitely gonna talk to. But anyway, he liked the name and I was cool and we talked for like an hour. It was really cool conversation. A good conversation. So anyway, I was convinced I'm gonna use this name, Plow. So I finished writing the blog, put it up on the web, everything was fine and dandy. And now, the next morning, I wake up, and I'm doing something called Revelations, a study called Revelations, and do not miss it. And I want you to tell everybody that you know that I'm doing a breakdown of Revelations, like it has never been done before, by Plow. Okay? Very important. We don't have much time. This is it. But that's another story. So, I woke up the next morning studying for the Revelations broadcast that I'm going to do. And as I'm studying for this broadcast, I said, let me take the name plow and see if I can break it down in the Hebrew, but not use the modern Hebrew or the Aramaic Hebrew, but use the Paleo Hebrew. And it's easy for me to use the Paleo Hebrew because every single name is, every single character is defined by letters and words. Those words tell you what the characters meant the best way they can in the English language. It's a code. The system of the names, the Hebrew character, is a code for us. But they can't crack the code because they don't have the spirit of Ayah in them. So every single one of you out there that call yourselves a Hebrew or an Egyptian should have a copy of the Hebrew characters, the ancient Hebrew characters that I have on the website. We don't know how long it's going to be there. So download it, commit it to memory, make a copy of it, get it. So I used this character of the Hebrews, and I started to say, okay, let me see if I can spell out plow. And does it mean a plow as in like one of those tractors on the street that you push dirt out the way? Or does it mean, you know, a plow that you, that you just push dirt out the way, push it out the way, right? Now, listen up very carefully, everybody, because the story I told you is 100% truth. And what I'm saying you today is nothing less than amazing, because I know how Ayah speaks to his children. He does not have to materialize as no demonic being. He speaks to you in your spirit if you listen. So I broke down the name plow. I broke down the name plow in the Hebrew scriptures. And then I said, like I did on the bus, puh. And the symbol was a symbol of a mouth. And the letters, the words, after puh, was to blow, scatter, edge, plow. That means to blow them, demons, to the edge. That is a plow. You are blowing, pushing, scattering, blowing to the edge. That is in my name. Oh, it gets better than that. What about the L? So I went to the Hebrew characters. And the L was a staff, a shepherd's staff. I said, oh, yeah, are you speaking to me? And it said, teach, yoke, toward, and bind. Plow, plow, lamb. So I have the shepherd's staff in my name. Oh, but it gets better. Ah, A-H, plow, ah. And I searched for the word. unknowing, unaware. And look, reveal, breath, our Father gave me the name Plow, and he put his name in my name to let me know that he is inside of me. It has been with me all the time, and now he names me Plow. But it gets better, because it's Plahu with a U. And I went back to the Hebrew character list, which I'm trying to tell all you to do is go to the Hebrew character list, because that is our language speaking to us. Please feel what I'm saying to you. We do not have much time. Plahu. And the symbol for you was a support staff. It was a peg to support the tent. And the words were add, secure, and hook. Now, how do I have all of these Hebrew characters spelling out plow exactly, telling me exactly what it means that relates to me like a glove? Because I am blowing these beasts. I'm scattering their information, and I'm pushing them to the edge. Plow. I am teaching our Hebrews. I am bringing everybody together. I am yoking you with the word of Ayah, binding that word on your heart so you know. Lamb. La. Pla. And Ayah is in this name to let you know that you can trust me, because I love you. And this is the only reason why I do this. Because I know who you are. You are the seed of Ayah. All praise. And when you wake up to who you are, we can do this together. And when I say together, that means to add, secure, and hook. That is the last symbol in the name of Plow. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. So, I'm going to do a video about this to better explain it. Okay? But I just wanted to tell people, if they ever wonder why I use the name Plow, this is it. Now, why am I doing this open talk and reflections? I'm doing this open talk and reflections because I have come to the realization that These demonic beings are not only real in that they exist, but they are in total control right now, behind the scenes, and they are being utilized by these elite, so-called elite. We call them the BS elite, to manipulate everything on this planet. Monsanto as an example, because they own that company. The company was, what was it, Farben, one of the companies in the war, that was on Wall Street. R.G. Farben, let me look this up, because this one is important to know. It was I.G. Farben, okay? That's the company. I.G. Farben turned into Monsanto's. I.G. Farben created Zyklon B or Z, whatever that poison is that killed the Jews in Nazi Germany. His company didn't get fined, it expanded. Then it went to the Vietnam War, and it was actually the company that created the chemical weapons, and it's the company that created DDT and Vietnam War and Agent Orange, and this is Monsanto's. Now it's the company that's taken over every single seed on the planet and creating a destruction to the planet of Aya. So I'm not just saying that these are demonic spirits. Demonic beings controlling things. I know they are demonic beings controlling things, because only the demonic beings can give man this knowledge, because they have always been giving man knowledge that man should not be having. Went on in the Garden of Eden. We know the story, even though it's an analogy, an allegory, which we really have to know the difference between an analogy and allegory. And actually, it's somebody's trying to tell us what happened, but it's not exactly what happened. We can't look at Adam and Eve and say, these are the two people, and that's it. No, this is an analogy, an allegory. Our books were written by the usurper. He's not going to give you the information. You have to find it. But he'll give you a clue. He'll give you a piece of the puzzle. So the things that happened where these demonic spirits came to man and gave man the information, okay, is happening today again, but we can actually see what information they're giving to man. Depleted uranium. Nuclear weapons. You can kill 300,000, 600,000 people with one bomb. Even more now. Man is able to take the DNA of a fish and mix it with a frog. Man is able to take the DNA of a tree and mix it with a goat. A spider and a goat. This is knowledge that man shouldn't be having. Why do we need to know this? Monsanto. And now we have cancers and people are dying in the world. Totally out of balance. Do you think these are evil spirits that are doing this? That's just common sense. Duh. So when I came to the realization that these beings are here and they are running it today, I said, then where is the head of the snake? The head of the snake, the head of the dragon, whatever you want to call it. And I found the head of the dragon in the British monarchy, because they consolidated all of the power under one roof. But it's being shared by the Holy Roman Empire, because the Holy Roman Empire has all of the money. That is the other head of the dragon. That's why you have two heads on one body. One of those heads is the royal line of British monarchies and the monarchies of Portugal, the monarchies of Spain, the monarchies of France. Those are the ones that put us into bondage, so we should know who they are. Then we have the other line of the popes signing the decrees to put us into slavery. And both of these lines intermarried. The Habsburgs, the Lorraines, the Charlie Mange, Carolingian dynasty. They've been mixing their blood for years. And now we see them taking control of the whole planet. They got full control with Blackwater. They're using Blackwater, Syria, in Libya. Why do you think they're killing the black people in Libya? And you don't hear nothing about it on the news. Because they know that's where we are. They're trying to find me. Now, let me repeat that so people don't get it twisted. They're trying to find me. What do I mean by that? Rise of the Black Messiah is speaking of those brothers and sisters that have a clear understanding on who they are. When those people come together with the proper information, understanding who Ayah is and who they are, an army of billions will not hold us back from breaking the neck of that bitch, Queen Elizabeth. Babylonian Ho, message to the Queen Elizabeth and United Kingdom. Merovingian to Babylonian bitch pimp is my intro to this Ho. Ho of Mono. Mono, oh no, this Ho. Who this Ho, you ask? Are you confused or just amused? Merovingian to Babylonian bitch pimp, who is this Ho? This is the Ho of Mono and Soul Omon from Babylon. Babylon to Pythagoras, to the Holy One, Soul Omon. Merovingian to Babylonian bitch pimp, who is this Ho? To be more precise, bitch is queen. Oh, you don't know? But let me explain. Year 1452 starts to hit. 1492 fills the list. 1611 perfects the script. 1619 from king to queen bitch. Over 560 years and counting. World Bank, check. IMF, check. Libya, check. Congo, check. Over 560 years and counting. Akdam, check. Hebrews, check. Starvation, check. Abortion, check. As 1611 perfects the script, all land, all people go to this bitch. Ho of Mono. Mono, oh no, this ho. Are you still confused or just amused? Merovingian to Babylonian, bitch pimp. Queen Elizabeth, bitch, this bitch. Babylonian pinch bitch is 560 years and counting, dedicated to the Queen of England and her United Kingdom. And I would like to apologize to all of the female dogs for calling Queen Elizabeth a bitch. Now, do you understand the poem? You got to understand the poem. They took our people, sold us into slavery. In 1452, dumb Damascus. In 1492, they were filling that list, dividing the land. In 1492, Portugal, Spain. Why you think you got so many Negroes down in Brazil? Hundreds of millions of brothers and sisters down there enslaved. All in South America, all in the Caribbean. Because 1492 fills the list. 1611. What is 1611? That's 1611 King James Bible. The 1611 King James Bible was used to conquer all races on this earth. All peoples. Under who? The Habsburgs. The Holy Roman Empire. The dragon. One, six, one, nine, from king to queen, bitch. That's 1619. What happened in 1619? The first Negroes came to the United States of America under King James. And who's King James? King James Bible. King James Bible to queen who? Queen Elizabeth. Still today, from king to queen, bitch. We are still going through it. Since 1619. 1452. We're enslaved. Over 560 years and counting. They control the world. Bang. IMF. They destroyed our brothers and sisters in Libya. The Congo. They're killing the Akdam in Yemen. They destroyed the culture of the Hebrews. Got us thinking we some white people over there in Jerusalem asking the Jews when we are the blackest, blackest, most beautiful people on this planet. All praise. They're putting all our people in Africa through starvation as they steal our resources. And abortions are out of control. So when I say Rise of the Black Messiah, and I say they're looking for me, you better be damn right they're looking for me. Because who else is going to tell this to you like I'm telling it to you today? Who else is going to call out Farrakhan and tell the world that Farrakhan is nothing more than a Scientologist pimp, hoe, whore for the New World Order, binding our people in a cult? We should have known in 1975 when they tried to bring them to Jonestown to drink the Kool-Aid that it was a cult. But yet the Nation of Islam is still falling for it. It's a cult. Stop selling the bean pies. Wake up to who you are. You are Hebrew of the seed of Yaakov. Do you even know the history of Islam? I did some broadcast on it in October. Get yourself educated and save your soul. Plahu. Plahu. Remember that name. Plahu. All praise, Ayah. We need to wake up. We have an army of millions of spiritual beings that are so powerful. And we have the anger in our heart. Because what they have done to us and our people for so long. I did not know I was going to give this message today, but I'm happy I am giving it today right now like this. I'm going to put it up on the web, unedited and uninterrupted. Because this needs to be said. You better wake up to who you are and quit. And understand that the man is talking to you today is talking to you in the spirit of Ayah. And although you do not know that name because they have fooled you, you better do some research and find out who Ayah is. Because the alternative is going to shock you when I do revelations. And a lot of you know what I'm talking about. Now, they are on a Negro killing spree in Libya, in the Congo, since 1452. Trying to destroy us, wipe us off the face of the earth because they are scared of the Black Messiah. Even the FBI said Rise of the Black Messiah. And if you understand secret societies and how they created the CIA and the Secret Service, Secret Police, this starts out from the Jesuits' orders. The FBI is nothing more than another one of these Jesuit order agencies. Specifically created to make sure that we never rise up and amount to anything. I'm going to read a poem for y'all. Because I want y'all to really understand what I'm talking about. How many of you heard of Steve Coakley? Steve Coakley. Steve Coakley exposed the Boule, the other Negroes out here that seem to be destroying the Hebrews, right there with Farrakhan, telling us that the Messiah is Elijah Muhammad. Don't know nothing about Muhammad, don't know nothing about Ali, don't know nothing about Fatima, Hussein, Hussein, the whole story, nothing. Got that story from some damn Hungarian mystic. Look it up. Hungarian mystic talks to Elijah Wood. What was his name? What was his name? Elijah Paul. Creates a cult. Sacrifices a couple people. Nation of Islam. Then Malcolm X finds out that it's a bunch of BS. Actually goes to Islam. Finds his true spirituality. Sees black, white people all under one roof. And he was like, this is a bunch of BS. I got to join forces. I've been wasting time. And they killed him. And now we sitting here smiling and grinning while Farrakhan takes all our people and gives them to Scientology. Hello. So Farrakhan ain't going to tell you nothing about no Steve Coakley. Because he's part of the same system. Now, I'm going to read a poem that I dedicated to Steve Coakley, and it's called Steve Coakley, Thanks. What a mad, sad world have they weaved for us to believe, conceived by the deceived, a paradise for thieves, disguised as royalty, destroyed by dishonesty, rebuilt by fake unity, destroyed by mutiny, rebuilt by disloyalty, ruled by insanity, supported by buffoonery, and let's not forget coonery. As you take a bow, now show your teeth. Here is your dream to become a Greek. Check. A Cecil Row Ho Chi Ro Ro Child Chi Ro Ro Roach X marks the spot in place of your soul. As you temporarily party, a member of the Bully, or better yet stated, or better stated, fully, I give thanks to Steve Coakley. He exposed your ass royally. A Cecil Row Ho Chi Row Check. What a mad, sad world have they weaved for us to believe, conceived by the deceived, a paradise for thieves. As we live on our knees in the sight of our believed, Aya, how did you rule with such ease? It was the easily deceived, exposed by Brother Steve. What a mad, sad world have they weaved. Check. And that poem I wrote for Steve Coakley to explain to you that we better listen to what this brother was saying Because he was telling us there are people within our race, our people, that have been acting against Allah as a buffer, holding back our people from Allah, holding us back, making deals. Obama is one. Boulé, Archon. You know what Archon is? It's a guard. It's a wild beast that's keeping us from the neck of that queen. Oh, you know this ain't going to be on YouTube that long. You better download it and make copies. This definitely not going to be on Blog Talk for long when they hear what I'm saying. This is the revealing, the exposing. The Boulé. They use them to overthrow those in Africa. They're in place right now. Every Negro leader you see is nothing but a pawn to the British monarchy. And then when they wake up, Hugo Chavez, they get cancer. When they wake up, Gaddafi, they get shot. When they wake up, Assad, even though he ain't a Hebrew, but he got the blood of a Hebrew. And how do I say that? Because he got that melanin. They've been in our land for a long time. Our spirit dwells in every hue on this planet, except the hue that wants to keep us out, which is the Indo-European. They want to hold on to that Neanderthal. And as they hold on to that Neanderthal, they're creating nuclear bombs that are destroying the earth in which they live on. So, Rise of the Black Messiah is you and me figuring out what's going on. Now, before this open talk goes too long, because I usually cut it off in a half hour, but I had to say a lot that was on my heart. A lot needed to be said. I want to say that from this moment on, if you hear me use the name Plow, you have a story now behind that name. Okay? And I ask you to listen to Ayah for your name. Break that name down, and that name will tell you what you are supposed to be doing. My name tells me that I'm supposed to be teaching, bringing people together, binding this demon, pushing him to the edge. My name tells me that Ayah is with me. He is within my spirit. My name tells me that it is a support for those, and I am always supported under Ayah. My name tells me that I am secure. I'm a hook, and I add to our brothers and sisters that came before us. Yahshua, all praise. Muhammad, all praise. Fatima, Ali, Hussein, all praise. Akhenaten, all praise. Queen Tai, all praise. Yuya and Tuja, all praise. black, Hebrews, Egyptians, Negroes, all of us, all the messiahs that need to rise up and take back the world that Allah has made for us. He bounded us to this planet. It is ours for the taking. Because we have the spirit of Allah in us. This is our world, not their world. This is our world, not their world. Okay, now, look for the breakdown of Revelations that's coming, okay? I'm going to have that on Blog Talk Radio soon. And with all sincerity and with all love and with all respect for y'all out there, you know, I'm just telling you, look, we don't have much time, okay? This is Plow, other name known as Dawid Yaakov Maccabeus, coming to you. And I just want to say that all praise to Yah, much love and respect, okay? All praise to Yah, all praise to Yah, all praise to Yah.
For America to hear the truth.
There'll be no skullduggery, no flim-flam, no compromise, no sellout, no control show, no false show. No, we need either this or that. This or that.
There comes the time when silence is betrayal.
We believe in the truth that is in the Bible, but we don't believe in the lies that the white man has put in the Bible.
People get ready. Who would have news on Shoutcast Radio or Blog Talk? Come and visit us at www.HebrewsWakeUp.com or whoanet.org. That's HebrewsWakeUp.com or whoanet.org.
We ain't got to have no baggage now. We can just thank the Lord. You tell us.